Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
And we've got an absolute beginner lesson for you today that's going to teach you some of the most common ways of asking and answering questions in Chinese.
Right.
Now, first we're going to play a dialogue, and then we'll talk about some of the ways that you can use what you learned from this lesson in your own discussions and interactions with people.
Right.
Let's get to the dialogue.
你是学生吗？
是，你呢？
我是老师。
你可以教我中文吗？
可以。你是学生吗？
是，你呢？
我是老师。
你可以教我中文吗？
可以。
Okay, we're back. Now let's go over this line by line, word by word, so we know exactly what's going on.
你是学生吗？
你是学生吗？
Are you a student?
你是学生吗？
Are you a student?
是。
是。
Yes.
你呢？
你呢?
And you?
是, 你呢?
I am, and you?
我是老师。
我是老师。
I am a teacher.
我是老师。
I am a teacher.
你可以教我中文吗?
你可以教我中文吗?
Can you teach me Chinese?
你可以教我中文吗?
Can you teach me Chinese?
可以。
可以。
I can.
可以。
I can.Okay, now bearing all that in mind, let's go back and listen to the dialogue one more time, and then we're going to come back with a closer look at what exactly is going on.
Okay.
你是学生吗？
是，你呢？
我是老师。
你可以教我中文吗？
可以。你是学生吗？
是，你呢？
我是老师。
你可以教我中文吗？
可以。
Okay, we're back. Now let's take a look at some of these first sentences, the questions, and the way they're being asked.
你是学生吗？
你是学生吗？
Are you a student?
Right.
Now, the way this breaks down, word by word, is you
你
are
是
student
学生
and then
吗
ma.
你是学生吗?
Now, let's forget about that ma for now. We'll talk about it later.
Right.
Let's remove it from that sentence. And when we do that, the sentence is...
你是学生。
You are student.
Right. 你是学生。
Now, we look at this word 是, and we translate it here as are or am. It's kind of different, actually, from the English to be.
Right.
It's actually more like an equal sign, right? So, X equals Y would be X 是 Y.
Right. Like, 你是学生。
Right, you equals student. Now, you can build a lot of sentences this way. In fact, we see a few of them in the dialogue.
Right.
我是老师。
我是老师。
I or me.
我。
Equals.
是。
Teacher.
老师。
I equals teacher. I am a teacher.
我是老师。
There are more sentences you can make this way. Mm-hmm. For example, I am American.
我是美国人。
So, I equal American person, America person.
我是美国人。
You are Chinese.
你是中国人。
You equals China person or Chinese person.
你是中国人。
So we've got these really nice statements, these mm-hmm. X equals Y statements.
Right.
And we want to turn them into questions. Mm. And this is where Ma comes in.
Ma.
So let's go back to that very first sentence from the dialogue.
你是学生吗？
你是学生吗？
So we have this X equals Y statement, you are a student, then we add 吗。And what that does is it takes this statement and it makes it into a yes or no question about that statement.
Right. 你是学生吗？
Are you a student?
你是中国人吗？
Are you Chinese?
她是美国人吗?
Is she American? And again, we have that X equals Y and then ma, and it becomes does X equal Y?
Right.
So now we know how to ask these questions. Let's take a look at how we answer them.
Mm-hmm. 是.
Equals,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Mm. Yes, right.
是.
你是学生吗?
是。
Yeah. Now, Chinese doesn't really have a word for yes. Mm. What it does is it answers questions with the same verb from the question.
Right.
So in this case, the verb is 是.
是.
你是学生吗?
是.
So we're answering this question with the same word, the same verb from the question. We see this again actually later in the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
The girl asks, Can you teach me Chinese?
你可以教我中文吗?
你可以教我中文吗?
This is a more complicated sentence, so don't worry about it for now.
Mm.
But look at the way the guy answers.
可以。
可以。
He's doing the same thing. He's taking the verb.
可以。
Which means can or to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
And he answers, can.
可以。
你可以教我中文吗？
可以。
Okay, so now that we know exactly what's going on in this dialogue, now that we know how the questions are being asked and how they're answered, let's go back to the dialogue and listen to it one last time.
你是学生吗？
是。你呢？
我是老师。
你可以教我中文吗？
可以。
So in today's lesson, we've gone over one of the very most common structures in Chinese, one of the most common ways of asking questions, and one of the most common ways of answering them.
Exactly.
Now, if you have any questions or any comments about today's lesson,
you can write to me at echo@popupchinese.com or leave a comment on the site.
And we look forward to hearing from you.
对。
From Beijing, I'm Brendan.
我是 Echo.
Good luck.
We'll see you next time.